Colombia's president, Andrés Pastrana, made the rounds on Capitol Hill today. He was lobbying for more aid, not only to fight drug trafficking, but also for a new goal, fighting terrorism. He is facing some skeptics in Washington. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, he's likely to get a sympathetic hearing when he meets President Bush at the White House tomorrow.
The Bush administration has used the war on terrorism to try to persuade Congress to ease restrictions on U.S. military hardware and aid now used just to fight drug trafficking in Colombia. President Bush is asking Congress for $98 million to protect an oil pipeline that often comes under attack by left-wing insurgents known as the FARC, and he's requested an extra $35 million to reduce kidnappings and boost security. The Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Otto Reich, told the House subcommittee hearing last week that fewer restrictions are needed because, as he puts it, the terrorist and narcotics problems in Colombia are inextricably linked.
We need to help the Colombian democracy defend itself from attack from terrorists, terrorist groups, and narco-traffickers, two elements that have attacked the United States in different ways. And I think supporting the Colombians to fight this fight is very much in our interest.
But there are many critics, including some Republicans, who worry about getting too involved in a decades-old civil conflict without a clear endgame. Others complain that Washington has little to show for the nearly $2 billion it has poured into Colombia's war on drugs. Coca production is on the rise. Michael Shifter of Inter-American Dialogue says despite these concerns, there is a growing consensus that U.S. policy on Colombia has to change.
The policy up until now has been to fight drugs and to spray coca crops in southern Colombia. That's a policy that hasn't worked. And so there's a new approach that's essential. There are risks involved. The skepticism is justified.
But he argues that without the expanded U.S. aid, Colombia's security problems will only get worse. Human rights groups raise other concerns about U.S. military aid to Colombia. Jason Hagan of the Washington Office on Latin America says Congress should not be conned into thinking this is all about terrorism.
The Colombian government has for years wanted U.S. assistance in battling the FARC, and they've been very opportunistic. They've been able to play upon United States' fears about terrorism, and they want to enlist U.S. support in battling their own domestic insurgency.
Hagan says that there is still evidence that Colombia's army is colluding with right-wing paramilitaries, which, like the FARC, are involved in terrorist activities and the drug trade.
The fact that the U.S. assistance goes primarily to the Colombian military and the military has not made a good faith effort to rupture its ties with this terrorist organization is a real cause of concern.
The State Department has been raising this issue with the Pastrana government and so far has not certified Colombia to receive aid this year. Shifter says this will likely be on the agenda when President Bush meets Pastrana tomorrow.
There needs to be a deal that's struck. The United States is prepared to support Colombia so that it can reform its institutions and equip and train security forces to protect its people. But the Colombians have to do their part as well in terms of really pursuing groups that operate outside the law, the paramilitary groups included.
In addition to his White House talks, Pastrana will be back on Capitol Hill tomorrow, facing what will likely be tough questions from members of a House Appropriations Subcommittee. The closed meeting will give lawmakers the chance to urge Pastrana to spend more of his own government's budget on creating a professional army. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.